Blog Talk Radio.
It's now time for Breaking Chains to Fill God's Prayer House, where prayer, praise, healing, and deliverance will take place. Join us every Tuesday as we praise the Lord and bring you the Word of God. Call in with your testimony and your prayer request at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
Pastor Roger, would you please open the prayer line up with prayer?
Thank you, Father God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Most gracious and merciful Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, O Lord, we come led of the Holy Spirit this evening, Father God, to give you thanks, Lord. We give you thanks for opening our eyes this morning, Father God, with breath in our bodies, Father God. Open up in our right minds, Father God, to do your will, go about your way, Father God, doing your work. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for all the mercies and grace that you showed upon us, Father God, and we thank you for moving us along the way, Father God. We ask you to continue to order our steps, Father God, as you open up our minds and our hearts tonight, Father God, to receive the word of God through the shepherd tonight, Father God, Pastor Smith, that she will feed us, Father God, that our souls may be filled, Father God, that we may go about the way, Father God, doing your work, Father God. Father God, we pray for all the homeless people out here tonight, Father God, that are in this cold, that they will find warmth and shelter tonight, Father God. Bless them and keep them, Father God. Open us up tonight, to Father God, to be fed. And we ask that in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Praise the Lord. Sister Tamara.
Welcome all to our prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. We have a prayer line service twice a week. You can call in and listen live on Tuesday or Wednesday night. The Tuesday night number is the number we're on this evening. That's 858-357-9137, and that begins at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Our Wednesday night number is 916-588-9688, and that begins at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Every second and fourth Sunday at 2:15 p.m., you can listen live on the Wednesday night number. Special prayer requests can be emailed to fghprayer@yahoo.com or written to Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, that's North Highlands, California, 95660. We also have a website, and that's fullgospelhouse.org. If the Tuesday night number has any interference, please call the Wednesday night number as a backup. Full Gospel House of Prayer Second Extension usually meets every second and fourth Sunday at 1:30 p.m. Our next date for service is December 8th. I do want to alert you that this will be our only service for the rest of the year. We will not be having service due to the holidays on November 24th or on December 22nd. Our final date for in-person service, again, will be December 8th. We do now meet at a larger venue to accommodate our coat giveaway and our homeless outreach, which will be the Clarion Hotel Conference Center, 1612 Fisk Road in Modesto, California. However, on our December 8th location, we will be meeting at the Rumble Road address, and that is 2800 West Rumble Road, that's in the city of Modesto, California, inside the multipurpose room. So for our final service of the year, we will be meeting at the Rumble Road location. If you're in the area, come on out. It's now time for our testimonies. Please keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less, and please mute your phones when you're not speaking. God bless.
Sister Tamara, you didn't announce the shed-in on the 22nd of November.
Oh. Yes, there is also a 22nd for, a shut-in for December 22nd. If you have a prayer request that you would like in, please contact Sister Penny. Her number is 209-818-3531. If you have any prayer requests, you can also email them to the address we listed or mail them as well. Thank you, and God bless.
Do anyone have a testimony tonight? If there isn't any testimony, I have a testimony. I want to thank our church, Full Gospel, for your surprise birthday celebration for me. I thank God for the fellowship and how they were a blessing, and I thank my family for the blessing of it. taking me on a cruise, and I just thank the Lord for all of you, and I thank God for your kindness and your love for me. If there isn't any more testimonies, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, I thank you tonight. We need the breath of God to breathe and to anoint this word tonight. Holy Spirit, you have full course to move as you will. Breathe on us your wind tonight, Holy Spirit. Ignite us tonight to receive what we have need of from your word. And we're going to praise you for it by faith in Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. Will you please turn to Esther, the second chapter, verses 7 through 11. In John, the fifth chapter, verses 5 through 9. Again, Esther, the second chapter, verses 7 through 11. In John 5, verses 5 through 9. We get those two books. Could you please say amen?
Amen.
This is the word to encourage you tonight for those that God himself has prepared a divine connection for you, divine helpers for you in this hour. And God has done that from the beginning of his word. There's always been someone that God has located and placed in his servant's life. In their lives, those that save and they are obedient to God, he always thinks of God. Place a divine connection in your life, divine helpers. And this word is to encourage you tonight, because there are you. Your destiny is set up by God. And so every event and everything that's going to happen to your life, your future, all the circumstance, the plan of God is over your life. And everything's going to happen is already set up. And so that's what God does. He sets up divine connections, divine helpers. They're connected to you by God. People. They're in position by heaven to make the journey of your life blessed, thanks to God. This is to encourage you tonight. I'm talking about people that's set up by God. A divine helper is a person that's for real, they're genuine, and it's always on time. I'm not talking about human favors. I'm talking about divine favors from God. The difference is from a human, when they want to give you favor, it's based on selfishness, purpose, for their own purpose. It's not from God. And those favors don't last. But a destiny helper is motivated by God. It's an individual that's when you're going through circumstances in your life, they don't get tired of you because they know you need help. They pray for you without ceasing. They are used by God to achieve your destiny. God sets up his purpose, his individuals, his people, man or woman. They are positioned by heaven to make your journey in life blessed, thanks to God. Blessed. And this is so important in the hour we're living in now. I'm talking about destiny events. Things that must happen in your future. Set up by God. Foreordained by God. God's plan. God's will. Predetermined by God. Everything, the outcome of your life. No coincidence. But then there are those that do what they want to do. God will set them up at a place, set them up in a location, place them in a place and they just do what they want to do. They move out of it and things fall apart. But when you are set in a place by God for his purpose, for your life, which is his will, he's going to bring the right connection, the right people, and they're going to be for real. It's not about selfishness. It's not about what they want to get out of you and then dump you or misuse you. They are motivated by God. They are placed by God. That's what happened with Jesus. When the wise man came, there was a wicked king that wanted them to do something totally out of the will of God. They totally obey God because they were set there for the purpose of Jesus to go forth on his journey. And they did not return back to that wicked King Herod. They went in another direction. They were set there in position for that baby. And we're going to see by the word of God. Esther 2:7-11, please.
And he brought up Hodiah, that is Esther, his uncle's daughter, for she had neither father nor mother, and the maid was fair and beautiful, whom Mordecai, when her father and mother were dead, took for his own daughter. So it came to pass, when the king's commandment and his decree was heard, and when many maidens were gathered together unto Shushan, the palace, to the custody of Haggai, that Esther was brought also unto the king's house, to the custody of Haggai, keeper of the women. And the maiden pleased him, and she obtained kindness from him, and he speedily gave her things for purification, with such things as belonged to her, and seven maidens, which were met to be given her, out of the king's house, and preferred her. And he preferred her and her maids unto the best place of the house of the women. Esther had not shown her people nor her kindred, for Mordecai had charged her that she should not show it. And Mordecai walked every day before the court of the women's house to know how Esther did and what should become of her.
This is set up by God. Esther's parents has passed away. This was Mordecai's cousin. He took over everything in her life. He raised her as she was his own daughter. But it was for the purpose of God, that divine connection. And everything that was set up by God, Mordecai was there to overlook, to make sure things was in order for Esther, because for such a time as it was, Esther was going to be used greatly to keep the extermination of the Jews. So everything that she was trained to do, it was because of Mordecai being connected in her life, and because of the connection of Mordecai, it caused Esther to walk in greatness. She became great, but this man had to be placed in her life to guide her, to give her direction by the Spirit of God. He was a man moved by the Spirit of God. He was motivated by God. And Esther followed the instructions. She didn't go in another direction. She didn't move in another place. She stayed right there, went through the training, went through the purification, went through every place to meet the king. And the favors of God was over her. The favors of God, not the favors of humans, the favors of God was over Esther. And she was not supposed to go before the king at that particular time, but because the favors of God was over Esther's life, the king allowed her to come before him with her petition for her people for such a time as it was to keep them from being exterminated. But She was placed by a divine helper in the earth, I'm talking about, Mordecai, for the purpose to be in the will of God, the purpose of God's will, not Esther's will, the purpose of God's will, to allow the Jews to have victory. And because of that, Esther received a blessing. God allowed her to marry a king, and she became great. But she was set up by God for this, saints of God. And there was a divine help. Mordecai was positioned by God. He was motivated by God. He was there to help her in her time of need. He was praying for her. The Spirit of God took over his life, and her destiny came forth fast. Why? Because it was a divine connection by God. I'm encouraging someone out there tonight. God has the right people set up, the right helpers, in the right location. Every event in your life that God has purposed, if you be obedient to God, you stay in his will, those events going to come to pass. Everything he has foreordained going to happen. I'm encouraging you tonight, let no one guide you from the path that God is leading you in, for he has a blessing in position for you tonight through someone who's going to help you, who he has ordained and is motivated by him to bring you into a place of destiny. We're going to begin now with John 5:5-9, please.
And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man, and when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed, and walketh. And on the same day was the Sabbath.
This man was lame. He had nobody to help him. His dependency was on a person to place him in the water. But every time the water was troubled, someone stepped over this man. They didn't care about this man. This man was there for all of those years, for 38 years. And this man, his dependency was on humans, and which brought nothing in this man's life but what? Disappointment. All those years, his dependence was on someone. He told Jesus he could not move into that water unless someone helped him. But every time someone would jump and move before him, he couldn't place himself in there. His dependence was on man, which brought nothing but disappointment. But when Jesus, divine connection, seen the man in the state, the Spirit of God moved through Jesus, spoke a word over that man's life that changed that man's life forever. I'm encouraging you, saints of God, when there's a divine connection and God releasing to us the right people, it's arranged by God, it's an encounter by God, it will cause your life to be blessed. We've read it from Genesis all the way through. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and the grandson, Joseph, all received divine connection, always received divine help from people that God placed in their lives that was positioned from heaven on their journey to bless them, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. The struggles they was going through, God sent on help, divine help, saints of God. He sent on people that was connected to them by God at the right time. There are people that shall be connected to you by God from heaven at the right time. It's going to change your life. It's going to be the favors of God, not the favors of humans. Because if the favors of humans come when they're not motivated by God, they're going to get tired of you. When they know you need help, they're going to be too busy. They're going to turn you off. They're going to say no at a blink of an eye. They're not going to pray for you. They're not going to be used for only one purpose, for themselves and themselves only. But I'm encouraging you tonight, because this is the word of God, nothing made up, but nothing but word. He says word will not pass away. It will not wither. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. God does not change. This is an encouragement. Someone tonight, God wants you to know, there's a destiny event that's going to happen in your life for your future. The circumstances that he's foreordained for you, talking about his plans and his will, the outcome will be great, saints of God, if you stay in the place that God positioned you. If you stay in that divine order that God has placed you in. Esther did not move. She stayed in the order of God. She was positioned by God, and Mordecai was positioned by God. It was a what? It was a connection. It was an open door for the both of them to be blessed. It was relationship. It was partnership. It was like spirit. They had the right association. This is what God wants you to know tonight. This is where so many people missed that event in their lives. Talking about their future and their destiny. They lose out on it. But God don't want you to lose out on it, thanks to God. This is a blessed season we're living in this hour. I don't care what you read, what you see, what the report of the world system says. Oh, for such a time as this, it's for God's children. God wants you to know he's going to set up the right contact, the right networks, the right association, the right bonding and together relationships, likeness, and agreement. Why? It's a destiny call on your life. It's things that God has predestined for you to make great things come in your life. I'm talking about quality things. A quality situation is a work that is enduring. It lasts. It causes things to go into a deeper depth, a higher height. It causes your life to be extension. It's built by the quality of God, the characteristic of God. I'm not talking about someone that will be connected to you that you allow and not obey God. That's going to cause things to do what? To tumble, to fall, not to last. God's word causes endurance. It's the grace is not given to the swift nor to the strong, but he that endures to the end. So many don't have the tolerance to endure for a blessing. Esther had to follow the course. She could not get out of line. Mordecai warned her, if you do, Esther, you should read it right in the book. He warned her, if you do, Esther, remember you are Jew too. And if you don't obey these orders, you're going to be destroyed also, Esther. Because God allowed you to live for such a time as this. So this woman followed the course. So many don't follow. I'm encouraging you to follow the course. Follow the course tonight. I'm talking about that destiny plan that God has set up for you before the foundation of the world, foreordained by God, preordained by God, predestined by God, for things to happen in your life, for a good outcome, for a quality outcome, for things to be litten by the cords of God, for things to be brought into a place of extension, talking about quality work. And that's the prayer tonight, that God has that those certain people, those certain individuals, a network for you, saints of God, contacts for you, those that you're going to be associated with, going to open doors for you. You go into a place of entrance, right relationship. Or bond together with a closeness, with a lack spirit. And you're going to see the blessings of the Lord is going to overtake your life. Do anyone have need of prayer before I close tonight and pray?
Yeah. Hold it.
Yeah. Everybody, body. I'm faded, and I'm proud. I hear a lot of disruption in the back. Do anyone have need of prayer? Hello?
Pastor Smith?
Yes, I hear you.
This is Sister Alicia.
Okay.
I like to pray for my daughter. I know you prayed for them when they relocated from California to Atlanta. Well, my one daughter is, she hasn't really found anything steady. She's just been kind of like working, like, you know, jobs here and there, and she's going into a depression now, and I just would like for you to pray over her, you know, pray over the depression, and just, you know, for her to keep faith.
Okay. Do anyone else have need of prayer tonight? If there is any more prayer requests, saints of God, I want you to be encouraged tonight. God has a divine connection, divine helpers that are motivated by God, sent from heaven just for you tonight. Right network, right association, open doors that you're going to go through. Right contact, right kind of bond. I'm talking about in your personal lives, in your body, mind, spirit, your finance, your career. This is about your future, saints of God. God wants you to know every event that he himself has set up for you, that he has every dot, every one positioned from heaven just for you, as he did for Jesus. Set up a divine appointment and a divine connection by God. We're in the eve of a new year, and the Spirit of God continues to encourage me to give words of encouragement. But the latter rain is falling. Season, your season and your harvest. The events that he set up for your life, so many people miss out, and their destiny is held up. They go struggling through life's continues because they got off the mark. They did what they wanted to do. They did not desire to obey the will of God. His word says so in Isaiah 1:19. If you be willing and obedient, you should eat the good of the land. His word says so in Philippians 2:13. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do his good pleasure. His good pleasure, not ours. His good pleasure. Some places might not look good, might not feel good, but it is good. If God sets you there, why? All things don't work together for good for you because it's the purpose of God. But then we get so smart. Our little pea brains get so smart. We just choose to do what we want to do. Totally getting out of destiny for our life. Totally holding up our future. Totally sabotaging. And don't fault God. Don't fault God. We put so much on God, which is not good, when we do it to ourselves. So this is a prayer tonight that the Spirit of God will awaken you, get you out of a deep sleep, get you out of a confused mental outlook about life, get your mind out of a poverty attitude, get your mind out of looking at the quick fix, and just begin to say, I'm a stand because I'm a destiny child. I have been formed by God, and my future is in the care of Christ, and my circumstance has been foreordained by God. I'm going to stay in the plan of God. I'm going to stay in the will of God, because I have been predestined by God to do great things, to have a quality life, but I have to be in the right place to receive it. Father, just as you did for Mordecai and for Esther and the man that was lame, and how you did for Jesus, how you moved in Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Joseph's lives. Every event was preordained by God. Every event was positioned by heaven. That's how it is for our lives, oh God. Every event in our lives is positioned by heaven, by our Heavenly Father. All we have to do is stand still and be moved by the Holy Spirit. Father, there's movers and shakers on this line. There are lives that God, you're going to move and do great things through. You have set up the right contact for them. Already foreordained, right network, open doors for them, right relationships. Father, I thank you for blessing them tonight. I thank you for blessing relationships, blessing husbands and wives and families. Oh, Father, blessing those that's waiting on a breakthrough and a miracle. Like this man was lame, he was waiting on a healing. He was in the divine place of God to be in contact with Jesus to receive his life change. And he picked up his bed and he walked. He was no longer had to depend on humans, but the favors of God came through Jesus. Father, somebody needs favors. Somebody needs the right contact. Somebody needs the right network, the right association, the right relationships. Oh, God, they need the right door to go through. They need that door to be an entrance that God has positioned from heaven. I send the word of God tonight in Jesus' name. Your elect, your people for this hour, it's a season for them to come out and do great things. It's a season, oh, God, for their lives to be in a quality state. It's a season, oh God, for their character to be lined up with the word of God. Father, bless them. Let your spirit move over them. Let nothing push them from getting out of location with what you have set up before the foundation of the world. Let them stay in the path that you have already set up and prepared for them. Show them the way. Guide them in that path, oh God. Your will must be over their lives. Your wisdom must take them over. You got to show them the way. You got to teach them. You got to lead them into that path. Father, I thank you for pouring your spirit out upon them, O oh God, by your word, that the Spirit of God will give them a teachable spirit where they will be able to understand and divinely, oh God, receive what you have from them in Jesus' name, that anything that will come, anything that's not of God, that the Spirit of God will close doors tonight in Jesus' name, that the Spirit of God will come against confusion in the name of Jesus, that the Spirit of God will dismantle everything and anything that will hinder them in their destiny events that must come over their lives. Father, in the name of Jesus, I apply the blood of Jesus by faith over your destiny children, God. Where the blood is, the devil can't cross the bloodline. I give you notice, Satan. Where the blood is, you cannot cross the bloodline. Because where the blood is, there's protection. Where the blood is, there's life. Where the blood is, there's blessing. In Jesus' name, I thank you for the blood being applied over them as they go forth, as you're showing them, as you're teaching them, as you're guiding them, that they're covered with the blood. And because of the blood, the devil cannot cross the bloodline. And God, I thank you tonight that it's done by faith. In Jesus' name, I give you praise and thanksgiving, God, that this daughter needs this door open, God. Oh, Father, we thank you for the open door. We thank you for the right connection. We thank you, oh, God, for the right network. We thank you, oh, God, for the right relationship. We thank you that you position individuals, oh, God, to cause her to walk through this open door. In Jesus' name, we send the word of God to stop the spirit of depression. You didn't give her the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. I send the word of God that the Spirit of God give her joy. The joy of the Lord is her strength. Come against every spirit that's been sent out against her in Jesus' name that will cause her, God, to be low in spirit, to be down in spirit, to be weary in spirit. We send the word of God to sabotage those spirits, to dismantle those spirits, and the spirit of joy and thanksgiving overtake her tonight in Jesus' name, that the Spirit of God will flood her in those places that's desolate and dry tonight, that the Spirit of God will water down her spirit tonight, that the Spirit of God will lift her up tonight. And we thank you for the open door. We thank you for the right job. We thank you for the right contact. We thank you, oh God, for the right hours. We thank you for the right amount of finance. We thank you for it all by faith in Jesus' name. And I give you praise for it in the name of Jesus. I thank you for your destiny children. I thank you, oh God, for the quality being changed in their life to a quality place in Jesus' name. That the struggles they've been constantly going through is over with by faith in Jesus' name. Because they're going to stay in the right location. They're going to stay in the right place. They're going to let the Holy Spirit lead them. They're going to let the Holy Spirit guide them. They're going to allow the Holy Spirit to teach them what to do and what not to do. As you did for Esther and Mordecai. In Jesus' name, I thank you for a divine appointment, God, for these individuals that's been sent by God in position from heaven to cause them to walk in blessings tonight. And Father, I thank you that they're covered through the blood tonight. Where the blood is, they're protected. For the blood of your words, I'll pass over you when I see the blood. I thank you for the blood is over them, that the Spirit of God is passing over them tonight by faith in Jesus' name. God, I continuously pray that the needs are met for those that are going through struggle financially, having a problem paying rent, having a problem staying in housing. Your word said, Isaiah 32:18, you will give your people sure dwelling. We thank you for opening up doors for the homeless, giving them dwellings in Jesus' name. Come against every mental attack in their mind that will hinder them from going to good dwellings that you have appointed for them to be in this hour. We thank you for people positioned in their lives to bless them in Jesus' name. We thank you for every need being met in the name of Jesus, every door they need to go through in Jesus' name. We thank you going into nursing homes, going into sick homes, going into homes that's full of infirmity, all kinds of complications. It's a spirit of infirmities over many people's homes in this hour. Oh, our homes are sick. Homes are falling apart. Lives are falling apart. Jesus, I thank you for your mercy to visit those homes that need to be repaired tonight, that the Holy Ghost go in tonight and do a spirit of repairment begin to take over tonight in Jesus' name, that the Spirit of God prepare your people, oh God, that there's a season of change. This is the time, God, for such a time as this, God, as you said to Esther, for such a time as this, they're going to see the Spirit of God do great things in their lives. They're going to see the outcome blessed in their lives. They're going to see the Spirit of God cause them to go into a place of higher heights and deeper depth. And God, I give you praise for it by faith in Jesus' name. They're going to see their lives change into a quality situation in the name of Jesus. That they are moving through open doors that no demon can close tonight. And I give you praise and I give you thanksgiving for it by faith in Jesus' name. Be blessed, saints of God. Allow the Spirit of God to continuously show you the way, to teach you, lead you into the path. Only thing I encourage you tonight, stay in them. Don't let your own emotion pull you out. Don't let individual pull you out. God wants you and I to have a quality life. He wants your marriage healed. He wants your home blessed. He wants your children blessed. He wants your body blessed. That's why Jesus was connected to that man for those 38 years. His dependence was on someone to move him into that place. They could care less about that man because they were not the right one to be connected to him. There are people that it's not good for you, that should not be connected, that it got to be a connection by the Holy Ghost and the Spirit of the Almighty God. And what happened? You're blessed. That kind of connection by God don't fall apart. It's lasting. But if you get connected with the wrong people and the wrong individuals, the favors don't last. Because they're waiting for another prayer. They're waiting for someone else they can pray upon. But I'm encouraging you tonight. God wants blessings to last over your life tonight, as he did for Mordecai and this man we just read in the book of John. I want you to be blessed tonight. I want you to be encouraged tonight. Just stay in the path that God has placed you in, the location and the people around you that's good for you, that will not harm you, they're going to pray for you, they're going to encourage you, that's going to motivate you to see big things in your life. I want you to be encouraged tonight. Be blessed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.